Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I have a very unorthodox piece of advice. You may find it strange, but I'll tell you what it is, and then I'll explain what I mean by it. So my advice is that you go on a date with someone you're not interested in. Now, I'm not saying go out with someone who's obnoxious or rude or someone you're repulsed by. Not at all. But someone that, they're a nice person, they're okay, but you just don't feel any chemistry, you're just not interested. So why am I asking you to do that? I know you're probably thinking, oh, because maybe I'll become interested on the date. Well, that might happen, but that's not the reason I'm telling you to do that. The main reason is because, as you know, there's this passion paradox that it seems that whenever you're very interested in someone, they're not interested in you, and vice versa. And of course, it's statistically impossible and improbable that it would happen every single time. So there's got to be a common denominator. And of course, the common denominator is you and how you're behaving and how you're treating the people you're really interested in. Because generally, the people we're really interested in, we behave differently with them than the people we're not. So what you need to learn is how to behave with the person that you're really interested in. And the way to do that is to go on a date with someone that you're not interested in and observe your behavior and see how you are when you're not really interested. You'll probably talk less. You'll probably lean back in your seat. There could be a lot of things that you do when you're not interested. You won't ask as many questions. And you're just kind of leaning back and letting them do the work, as opposed to when you're really interested, you're leaning forward, you're asking a lot of questions, you're talking a lot, and they know that you're really interested, which shouldn't be a bad thing, but unfortunately, we have this passion paradox. So in order to counteract that, then you're going to learn how to behave when you're not really interested in someone. And you might be thinking, well, that's terrible. You're using this person. Well, I'll give you three good reasons why it's okay to do this. First of all, as I mentioned, you may go on the date and find out that you actually like this person. So it's a win-win situation. Two, most first dates do not lead to second dates. Most of us, the dates that we've gone on, they haven't led to second dates. So it's not that you're doing anything unusual, because a lot of times you go on a date with someone you are interested in and it doesn't go anywhere. And thirdly, you're making this person happy. They're interested in you and they get to spend time with you. It's almost like a charity date, so to speak. So there's three great reasons why you should go on a date with someone you're not interested in. I would love to hear your comments and questions about this. So please post them below, or you can always contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. And in the meantime, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.